Yeah, if we are to can adjust the details but not the principles, but then how do you decide what is the principle and what is the detail? I think Prabhupada's example itself is very strongly indicative. We can see which things he adjusted according to time, place, circumstance. So if he adjusted those things, that means he considered the details were adjustable. So if he did a particular thing in one way here, another way there, that indicates that he didn't consider that as a cardinal principle. He considered that as an adjustable thing. So at least the thing that Prabhupada adjusted, I feel that there should not be any opposition to adjusting those things. And then some further things have to be adjusted, that is going to be difficult to do. And over a period of time, what will happen is that right now we have like one Krishna consciousness movement where this is inside the movement, this is outside the movement. And if you do this, you are outside. If you do this, you are inside. So it's a very rigid division. It was there in the past. But over a period of time, what will happen is that instead of that rigid insider-outsider division, we will have a set of concentric circles of expanding radii. So wherein who is a devotee or who is not a devotee, that may not necessarily be defined by one line. There can be devotees of different natures, practicing in different ways. They are all faithful to Prabhupada, but they are expressing their faithfulness and service to Prabhupada in different ways. And that's how, the conservatives may consider, may will comprise one circle which is relatively smaller. The liberals may comprise another circle which is relatively bigger. And that's how gradually things will probably be differentiated. But as far as what Prabhupada himself adjusted, we can at least consider those are things which he considered details. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Yes, please, no.